Joining us right now, Cliff King from Skyward. Big announcement on Friday from the state, but it didn't exactly go the way you expected, did it?
No, it didn't. As a matter of fact, initially when I heard about it, I was shocked, but then I found that, hey, it's what we expected was going to happen anyway. So,
why did you expect that?
It's the way that it was announced. I mean, we found out about this in January 2011. And we were concerned that they were going to go with a single vendor, so we went and lobbied to get a multiple vendor solution, because we feel in any state solution, a multiple vendor approach is the best way to go. It encourages competition and keeps everybody on the straight and narrow when it comes to delivering services like software.
Now, if I recall, you already work with a multi-vendor system in states like Texas.
Yes. As a matter of fact, in 2011, we were selected as one of the two vendors selected in Texas, which, by the way, the company that the state of Wisconsin chose did not even make it to the final four in the RFP process. And then furthermore is we've been in the state of Washington since 2001. And they are the only state in the nation that has an integrated student finance and HR product, which is what Wisconsin is wanting to go to. And we are the only company that can make a statement that we have a successful statewide implementation with an integrated student finance and HR product.
So you have it now, and it's ready to implement, but Department of Administration chose elsewhere.
Well, and the Department of Administration and DPI, they're both Department of Public Instructions. They're both involved with that. And what the DPI has said is they're looking to go where they have a system that they can really put some accountability in what they do with the dollars that they're spending. When you look at the state of Washington as an example, is they've been a partner of ours since 2001, and they have the ability that if the state legislature puts some monies in for, let's say, a fourth grade reading program, before they start the program, they can take a snapshot of where the kids are. After the program's done, they can take another snapshot so they can see firsthand if there's any value with that program. So there's some accountability in where they're going to spend their money. When you look at school districts today, they're not going to be getting more money to run their districts. They're going to need to be as productive as they can and almost run like a business where there's going to be some accountability for them. And we can do that in the state of Washington. There's not another vendor that can say that. And to have an integrated product, Larry, it's not an easy thing to do. And when you look at our product, we have one set of source code for every one of our customers. We're over 1,600 districts. We're in 18 states. And the reason we're in 18 states is we really believe in having a good product. And, you know, especially when you look at our retention rate, since 1981, we have retained 98% of our customers. That's a statement in itself. Merrill School District, first customer in Wisconsin. 1981, they bought our salary negotiations personnel package. They're still using our product today. Now, you go and look at the technology. If you're familiar at all with technology, from 1981 to 2013, there's been a few updates, let's say. They have been able to run our product. On the student side, they had our student product. They tried another product because they felt that, hey, there's a better mousetrap out on the market. After they were with that product for some time, they decided to come back to Skyward. They've been with our product the whole time. And if my memory serves me right, they had to pay an update fee, I think, one or two times in that entire time frame. You go and compare any other school district that has a student management software for the length of time that Merrill has had ours and see what they spent, and you'll see hands down the value, the real value that our product brings.
Something that you would have better insight than I. The puzzling thing to me is if you've got over 50% of the schools in the state already, what does it cost for a school to get a software package such as yours or a competitor's? And what's the real cost going to be to change everybody over to somebody that does not have 90% of the schools?
Well, and that's a contingency that we're looking into right now. Is we found out Friday, I think about 10 to 5 is when I got notification. And we decided to hold off till we could gather some more information. Unfortunately, the state doesn't work over the weekend, so we had to wait till today to go and do some more investigation. When you look at the true cost, is the school district of Stevens Point did a study, and they're saying it's somewhere between $400,000 and $450,000 of what it's going to cost them to switch over. This is above and beyond the RFP that the DPI is looking at. They're just saying that, hey, the real cost that they're going to have for that district is $450,000. We also had numbers from the Eau Claire School District as well, and I think they were about $350,000. So what we want to make sure is when we the reason we plan to contest is we want to make sure that this is an apples to apples, because if you're looking at 90% of the schools that you have to convert, even if it's $100,000, let's be conservative and say it's $100,000, 90% of the schools is about 390, give or take. So you do the math. It's significant monies, and that's why we said that, hey, we want to do an investigation to make sure that, hey, the whole story is being told here and the real value of our product can really stand out, because when you convert 50% as compared to 90%, it should be less expensive, unless they found a better way to do it. But our company has been here in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. We started in 1980. It's our hometown. What we've built since 1980 is now threatened with this statewide student information system. They're basically telling us, hey, you can't sell your product anymore in the state of Wisconsin. And when you look at a monopoly is not good for any situation as I see it.
Touching on the monopoly topic, there have been instances in some states, even here in Wisconsin, where a single vendor or provider is in charge of a service, and things get complacent and things don't get done as well as they could in a competitive market, and you see that could happen here easily.
Oh, most definitely. And when you look at the states that we have a statewide contract, it's all multi-vendor. There is nothing that is for sure. And when you look at what the state has done, their track record with software hasn't been good. So, yeah, the potential is there that this could cause an issue. And then when you look at what it means to Wisconsin itself, we had projected 600 jobs over the next 10 years that we were going to create. And the statewide student information was a small portion of that, but we're still going to create those 600 jobs. Our company has been very successful, even though we have not sold a new student record system for over 2 years in the state of Wisconsin. As a matter of fact, we had one that we sold in 2010 that the district called and took their purchase order back. So our company is going to continue to be successful. We're still going to grow. It's just a matter of where we're going to do that growing. If I had my choices, I'd rather do it here in Wisconsin. But if you can't sell a product, why on earth would you make any capital investment in a state where you can't sell your product?
If the state stays with their decision to use the other company, what happens to Skyward as far as the timeline of staying here or not staying here?
Well, unfortunately, that still remains to be found out. I mean, even if they make agree with the contract, it's not going to be an overnight process. To convert 90% of the schools is going to be a significant effort for them. And I think when you look at it, there's a number of schools that they have to get to first, because what has happened is these schools have chosen vendors that either got bought out or went out of business. And this is what the state is trying to do, is to say, hey, as these schools bought products and they went out of business, so we're going to go with a statewide system to make it easy for them. By far, when you go with a single vendor, you're probably going to get a much better price, but you lose that competitive advantage. And when you look at it, it's probably going to be 3-4 years. If I had to speculate, I'd say 3-4 years before it actually would transpire. And we would have an option to do what we could to try and maintain it. I mean, I was born and raised in Stevens Point. And I know I'm going to retire in Stevens Point. It's just between now and when I retire of where it's going to be. But from our perspective, if you can't sell a product, it doesn't give us any reason to do any capital investment.
Let's say worst case scenario and Skyward ends up moving its base away from Stevens Point. What happens to the people that work here?
Well, if we move our corporate offices, we've already sent out an email to our employees saying that their jobs are going to be secured. We're going to do what we can to convince them that, hey, wherever we move to is going to be a better place for them. But if they want to stay here in Stevens Point, they're still going to have their jobs. That's the kind of company that we are.
What's the next move for you and Skyward?
Our next move is to gather the information so that I can speak from a point of knowledge. And, when you look at this statewide student information system, I hope that we will be able to show the real cost and the value that multiple vendor or even to look at, I would hope they do a multiple vendor. If the state of Wisconsin stays with a single vendor, the outlook's not very good, but we'll have to just deal with that. But from the company's point of view, we're successful. We're very well received. We've got a footprint in Texas of over 1 million students already, which is larger than the state of Wisconsin. We got the state of Washington. There's not another competitor that has a statewide deal with as many end users as we have.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I'm just going to say thank you for having a concern, and we're going to do whatever we can to hopefully give us an opportunity to stay in the state of Wisconsin.
Cliff King from Skyward joining us today.